The Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Avila.
Here.
Vice Chair Yarborough.
Here.
Representatives Altman.
Here.
Barnaby.
Here.
Ranking Member Brown.
Here.
Representatives Driscoll.
Here.
Duran.
Here.
Harding.
Here.
Robinson. Salzman.
Here.
Saroy.
Here.
Skidmore.
Here.
Smith. Snyder.
Here.
Tribuzzi.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Sabrina. A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee. Members, please make sure, and those in the audience, please make sure that cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or on silent mode. Members, today we have two agenda items for our meeting. The House, we will take up House Bill 231 by Representative Zika and the consent agenda for appropriation project bills. We will begin first with House Bill 231. Representative Zika, you are recognized to present your bill.
Good afternoon, Chair Avila, Vice Chair Yarborough, and Ranking Member Brown, and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to present House Bill 231, Services for Veterans and Their Families. House Bill 231 authorizes the Department of Veteran Affairs to establish the Florida Veterans Care Coordination Program to provide veterans and their families with behavioral health care referral and care coordination services. Under the subject bill, the Department of Affairs may establish the Florida Veterans Care Coordination Program. If the Department of Veteran Affairs establishes the program, it may contract with a non-for-profit entity that is accredited by the Council on Accreditation, is fully accredited by the National Alliance on Information and Referral Services, and has statewide phone capacity to serve veterans to enter into agreements with Florida 211 Network, participants to provide veterans and their families in the state with dedicated behavioral health care referral services, especially mental health and substance abuse services. The subject program was established in 2014 with services provided in Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas, Polk, and Manatee counties. Under this legislation, the program must be available statewide. This is an important legislation, members, as we continue to serve and support our veterans in our community. This is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Zika. Having presented the bill, seeing that there are no amendments, members, we are in questions. Questions on the bill. Questions on the bill. Seeing no questions, let's go to public testimony. For public testimony, we have Natalie Kelly with the Florida Association of Managing Entities, and she waves in support. We have Pamela Fort with the Florida State Conference of NAACP Branches, waving in support. We have Roy Clark from the Department of Veterans Affairs, who is a proponent. The department waves in support. Thank you, sir. And we have a David Sidar, self-statesman commentator and volunteer for the environment, is a proponent of the bill. Members, we're now in debate. We're now in debate on the bill. Seeing no debate, Representative Zika, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Well, thank you again, Chair Avila and Vice Chair Yarborough and Ranking Member Brown and members of the committee. This is an important legislation and ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Having closed on the bill, Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Avila?
Yes.
Vice Chair Yarborough?
Yes.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Ranking Member Brown?
Yes.
Representatives Driscoll?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tribuzzi?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Sabrina. By your vote, members, please show that bill reported favorably.
Thank you,
Representative Zika. Members, we will now move to the consent agenda for appropriation bill projects. We will take up the consent agenda and vote once on the agenda in its entirety. The public is welcome to testify on any of the bills listed on the consent agenda. Members, we will not take up, question, debate, or vote on each of the bills individually. Instead, we will be in questions and debate only once. Remember that you may vote no on any particular bill by submitting a nay vote consent agenda form for the administrative assistant with the administrative assistant before the vote. Please keep in mind that passing these bills makes these bills eligible for funding. It does not guarantee that these projects will be funded or funded at the requested level. With that being said, are there any questions? Any questions, members? Any questions on the consent agenda? Is there public testimony? We have Danny McMillan with the Florida PTA waving in support for House Bill 3193, which is the Department of Children and Families Extended Release Injectable Program. We also have Jennifer Ashton with Quantum Leap Farm waving in support of House Bill 2849, Quantum Leap Farm Equine Assisted Therapy for Veterans. We have Kenneth Nickman with the Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops waving in support of House Bill 3637, Disproportionate Share Hospital Funding for Sacred Heart Hospital. And we have Marty Cassini with Broward County, who is waving in support for House Bill 3993, Broward County Long-Acting Injectable Pilot Program. Members, we're now in debate. Now in debate on the consent agenda. Seeing no debate, before I call the vote on the consent agenda, are there any nay vote forms? Nay vote forms. Seeing none, Sabrina, will you please call the roll on the consent agenda? Remember, members, a yes vote signifies an affirmative vote for every bill on the consent agenda, with the exception of any no votes on the particular bill that were just announced. Sabrina?
Chair Avila?
Yes.
Vice Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Ranking Member Brown?
Yes.
Representatives Driscoll?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Saroy?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Trabuzzi?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Chair.
Thank you, Sabrina. Members, please show the consent agenda passes. All of the bills on the consent agenda will be reported favorably. Members, next meeting, we will have another consent agenda. And we will also, this past week, we have requested the top 10 hospital entities that received the largest share of CARES Act relief funds. We've requested of them to indicate and provide to us a more definitive budget format, so to speak, of where those funds went in particular. I know that a lot of members had questions with regards to where those funds were actually used for, where they went. So we have requested that of those top 10, which again, when put together, it equals north of $900 million. So certainly as we're formulating our budget, I think that this information is important to have and to acquire from each of those entities. So Once we receive all of that information, we will provide that to you, as well as we may have some folks come to also give us some more detailed information as to where those funds particularly went for each of those entities. So I will keep you posted. As always, members, my door is open. Our staff is available. I know Brian Clark, our staff director, has met with several of you since the committee week started and even now into session. So please make sure to use him and our staff as a resource and to acquire additional information if you need it. With that being said, Representative Trubolsky moves that we rise. Seeing no objection, this meeting is adjourned.